What do you get when you take 8 feet of chrome, one pinch of courage, a cup of good luck, a dab of racism, a splash of diabetes, and a wheelbarrow full of dicks? Answer, a family. When I see her eyes, look into my eyes, and I realize that she could see inside my head. So I close my eyes, thinking that I could hide, disassociate so I don't have to lose my head. This situation leads to agitation, but she cut me off.
Full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us
Tuesday
nights on
strangelabel.com.
Turns out that edit was seamless, right? Nobody will notice.
Oh no, man! It's like you—it's like a brand new song, like it was recommissioned.
Guys, we're live. It's Tuesday night. My co-host is Mr. Travis Hulse. He's
hey,
here on
who was the band that you played before that? What song was that before our intro started kicking in?
Travis, last week we did some Hinder news.
And yeah, was that Hinder?
It was well received. No, it was not Hinder, but I think that I'm going to do a series in the coming weeks of songs I like from dude bro bands.
Mm-hmm.
That was Papa Roach.
Oh, that's what I thought. It was Papa Roach. You know, I know that song, and I like that song, and I like Papa Roach, but I feel like a computer and myself could have wrote better lyrics. Like, when I see your eyes look into my eyes...
Yeah, don't ruin it for me, Travis. It's the only Papa Roach song that I can think of that I like, you know.
Oh, there's plenty of them. There's like a couple of albums worth of good music.
You know, I've seen Papa Roach live like 5 times and never because I wanted to. Like I never went to a Papa Roach show, but they're right. Always kind of there.
Yep. I'm the same way. I think I've seen 3 Days Grace like 3 times and Papa Roach like once or twice, and it's the same kind of deal. It's like they just either... happened to be on the bill of the band that I actually want to see.
I was like, oh, I guess Papa Roach is here.
Yeah, and they're fine, right?
They're fine. The guy always comes out in the crowd and walks around. You know, because he's an everyman. He's one of the people. You know what I'm saying?
He is. He came right from the mosh pit. That's where he came from, so he wanted to return there anytime he's got the chance.
Papa Roach, what should next week be? What's another dude bro band?
Well, 3 Days Grace, I think I said. I believe they kind of probably fit into that, right?
Probably, yeah. I probably like several 3 Days Grace songs.
Oh, definitely.
I don't know. It'll be a surprise. It'll give you a reason to keep tuning in to see what dude bro songs Mike likes. Guys, phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype if you would like to join in. Travis, it's been a weird week, right?
It's pretty strange.
The guy that he lost at video games. So
yeah, simulated football on the PlayStation. He was mad that he couldn't keep playing.
That was in Jacksonville, Florida, right? It was a mass shooting at a video game thing. There was a bunch of guys that were playing video games. And, you know, in the clip that they showed, there was a team, I think that they were the Eagles, playing the Eagles. They can't do that, can they?
Like home and away uniforms? Well, I guess that's the true test on if you're better than the next guy, if you're using the same team and have the same players available.
Then it just comes down to a battle of minds, right?
Absolutely, it's all strategy from that point.
Do you still get Madden picks? Does he tell you like what the best play should be, like he did in the Sega Genesis days?
You probably have to turn that off, right? If it exists, I'm sure it has to be all your own skill. Like just like I'm sure you can't like create a Madden team, you know, and like an all Madden team to play in these tournaments. You probably have to pick from what's available, I would imagine.
See, my fatal flaw in Madden is I never ran. I always threw.
The only time I ever run is when I try to run the quarterback, which never works in NFL games. if you can play like NCAA video games all day long and just run the quarterback to the outside constantly and win. You try that in a Madden game or something, you're getting fucking smoked every time.
Yeah, I think people figured it out pretty quick. Mike's never going to run ever. I'm going to gun it every time because running's boring. I don't like it. I want to throw the ball and I want somebody to catch the ball because that's the way it should be. There should be a pass involved.
It's the same thing that I want to see when I'm watching an NFL game. I want to see balls flying through the air and caught by somebody.
You don't want to see a guy jog 2 or 3 yards and then get tackled. No, you want to see that ball soar. You know?
Right. The only time I'm ever interested in seeing a run is when a guy can break away and go like 20, 30 yards. Then I'm like super excited. But most of the time you have to like run 20 times, like you said, for like 2-3 yards to even like make that happen. And I don't have the patience for that shit.
Travis, you know, if you're talking about athletes, there is an athlete that I wanted to tell you about, somebody that you may never have heard of.
Mm hmm.
The gentleman, oh God, I lost his name.
Well, I'm always, you know me, I'm always looking for new underground athletes.
Somebody like that you didn't know things. About, right? An underground athlete. Well, this guy was alive in the 30s.
My favorite athlete is a dead athlete.
His name was Ebenezer Byers. And, there was a beverage. It was around from 1918 to 1928 called Radithor. Have you heard of Radithor?
Never heard of it.
Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here. Hi, Drunk.
Hello.
Drunk, gonna tell you about Ebenezer Byers.
That's a super Radithor. Sweet name, by the way.
You know, Travis, Drunk shows up and he's opening my mail. I guess there was my mail on your seat, Drunk?
It was.
But why are you opening my mail, Drunk?
Seeing what kind of coupons are going to Costco. I might have to steal one.
That's not mail. That's just Costco coupons.
Travis.
I'd open that.
He's opening my mail, Travis.
Ooh, some one a day.
Do you feel like not enough people are named Ebenezer nowadays?
I do.
It's a good name, that Ebenezer. It's a good name. But see, Radithor, Travis, it was a beverage that was around from 1918 to 1928. It was rather pricey. It was $1 a bottle in 1918. So I mean,
is that because it was filled with heroin?
No, it was filled with radium. It was radium dissolved in water.
Very nice.
And this guy, he was an aspiring golfer. He wasn't bad. He drank one per day.
Wait a minute. When you said athlete, I thought you meant like an actual athlete, not a golfer.
Hey, now.
Well, I mean, in 1918, I don't think that they were rolling around in the carts. I mean, he was probably like, you know, walking with his clubs.
Is that I walk all day? Am I an athlete?
I mean, he's an athlete. He plays a sport, right?
Golf's not a sport. It's like a hobby for like bored middle-aged white guys.
Yeah, now.
Was it a sport then, though?
You know what? I've been golfing a couple times, Travis. Golfing's fun. I shit on golf. Do you ever golf?
It's not
easy. I'm not saying it's not fun. It's absolutely fun, but I mean,
it's stupid. You hit the ball, and then you go find it, and then you hit it again.
That's one of my favorite, more recent, before his death, Robin Williams bits, is when he is talking about the creation of golf. Really big fan of that.
Did you find any good coupons in there?
Do you actually have to like clip these coupons, or is it just automatically off? I don't have a Costco membership. I don't know these things.
No, it's just automatically off, I think.
Okay. They got the Kirkland brand. They got some good stuff.
They got $3.60 off the Baby Bell cheese, which I'm a definite fan of.
Hey, you're a cheese expert.
And then $4 off these...
Drunk. I can't
Nature
stress
Valley
to you enough
biscuits with the almond
how
butter.
Irritated I am that you came in and started going through my mail, and you're not listening to my story about Ebenezer Byers.
Well, Costco coupons, I mean, to be fair.
I mean, like, what is this amateur hour bullshit? We're talking about Costco. I'm talking about Ebenezer Byers. We're doing a goddamn show here.
Is it a bit?
Is what a bit? The Costco coupon bit? I don't like it. No, it's a bad
it's
bit.
What
bits.
You're talking about, is it a bit?
The guy was drinking radium dissolved in water. It was very, very radioactive.
If it's not a bit, I don't care.
He got all the cancers. Like he had cancer of everything.
Am I looking at a picture of his face? Does he have like ball chin?
His jaw fell off, Travis.
Yeah,
because he drank Radithor, and they decided, you know, maybe we shouldn't sell Radithor anymore. They buried the man in a lead coffin, and 30 years later, they dug him up to see if he was still radioactive, and he was, big time. The man was radioactive. They had to bury him in a lead coffin.
I bet he wasn't as radioactive as our landfill.
Oh, that's on fire?
Yeah.
Right.
Did you know that radium's atomic number is 88?
Is that a lot?
I have no idea what that even means.
I mean, it doesn't sound good.
Do they make bombs out of that?
I'd like to have a radioactive number of zero, right? Like no radioactive, right?
Right. Isn't that what Marty McFly had to go to?
No, plutonium.
How many miles per hour he had to go Back to the Future?
Yep, 88, yeah. But it was plutonium, not radium.
You feel like they got that number from radium, though?
It is kind of a coincidence, Drunk.
Let me look up and see what plutonium's...
They sold this stuff for 10 years, Drunk. Had radioactive material in it. We were just drinking it willy-nilly.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of kook doctory back then.
They thought that it would help with impotence.
Isn't that when they still drilled holes in people's heads to try to like get like brain shit out?
Right, like that one Jack the Ripper movie with Johnny Depp.
Plutonium's radioactive atomic number is 94.
So it's just a little bit more than plutonium or less than plutonium?
Yeah,
or
is less than plutonium.
We don't know if 88 and 94, if it's more or less. I mean, it's a higher number, but is a high number good or bad?
Do you feel like 88, when they made Back to the Future, was a better like miles per hour number, but people knew what plutonium was because of like the arms race?
Like, so what if a radioactive plutonium number of like one means you're the most radioactive?
Is that what that means?
Like golf.
So it goes downwards, like...
I don't know, Travis. That's what I'm saying.
Oh shit! Let me look that up too.
Yeah, Travis, you're the producer. You look at these things up in the
producer.
Yeah, I mean that's in title only.
That's a silly thing to call him.
He makes sure all the microphones work and.
So
the atomic number is the number of protons found in the nucleus of an atom, I guess.
So having a lot of protons is bad.
I would assume.
So 88 protons is enough to give you the cancer. All of the cancers.
Well, if you're drinking it every day, I would imagine.
Yeah. And he was golfing and sweating some of it out, but not enough.
You reckon he's still radioactive?
I don't know. It was 30 years after he died in 1930, so that was 1960. I think they said that he would be radioactive until like 2047 or something.
Jeez.
He's going to be radioactive for a pretty long time.
Okay.
See, but you know, as time goes on, they discover that things that we thought were okay aren't okay.
So
did they just shove like everything willy-nilly into beverages back then? Like, you know, when Coca-Cola had cocaine in it and they like prescribed like liquid heroin for people's headaches and shit. Like, did they just shove anything? We got this new element we found. Let's give this people to drink.
That's what they did.
And then they find out later and they're like, oops.
Well, I guess we fucked up on that.
Sorry,
one, guys.
Ebenezer. My bad.
So how long did it take for him to die?
Well, I mean, he drank one a day for 3 years, and they said he died after that.
How old was he?
I don't know.
Hey, you're the one telling the fucking story. You should,
well, I didn't know I was going to get a goddamn deposition on the subject. I was just telling you a story. I don't have all the details.
So you're
mad. I don't have the whole guy's dating history. I don't know if he was married or had kids.
So you're mad at me for not paying attention to your story.
Yeah, asking dumb questions. Who cares how old he was?
And then when I start paying attention to your story and start questioning your story and you don't have answers, you don't expect me to be mad at you? I think I'm going to go back to reading these Costco coupons.
That's a pretty good run, though, if you ask me. If every single day you're having one radioactive beverage and you like run 3 years, that's pretty good. That's probably before the FDA really had any real power.
Right.
Oh, no,
right.
Sure shit. 1906 is when the FDA first popped out. You'd think they'd would have been on top of that.
You know, Travis, last week we were talking about how the millennials, they don't like Hooters.
Right.
And the day after we broadcast the program, I saw another news story that was also blaming millennials because there are 20 Victoria's Secret stores closing. And they say, guys, millennials just they don't shop at Victoria's Secret.
That's a bit surprising to me.
And you know, I
is it that they don't shop there or they don't go to the brick and mortar store?
Well, Victoria's Secret is primarily in shopping malls, I would imagine. And I imagine that there's probably a great deal of shopping malls closing.
Correct.
Because who goes to shopping malls anymore?
Not millennials.
But don't you think that at a certain point, you got to just stop blaming millennials for everything? You just got to say, maybe people have just figured out that it's all a scam. All bullshit. We found other ways.
Technically, we are millennials, correct?
Yes.
Are we millennials?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
And who we really should be blaming is Generation Z, not necessarily the millennials.
But well, they tried to create this new like generation just for people born between when the original trilogy of the Star Wars movies came out, like 1977 to 1984, called the Xennials. Right.
The people that remember what it was like before the internet.
Correct. Right. So there's like a 5-year for an 8-year deal where they're trying to say, well, these are Xennials. They're not technically millennials. And obviously they're not the one previous. So they're Xennials. But yeah, technically we are millennials because I think it was in 1980.
Because we're a little too young to be Gen X, but we're a little too old to be millennials.
Right.
But why don't they just say...
And I do believe all three of us fit into that mold. Is that correct, Travis?
I believe so, yes. Yeah.
There are more options available to people now. Not necessarily millennials, but they are savvy to it. That I can get out my phone and buy anything delivered to my house.
Right. Well, that's the thing. And it's not like it's just millennials or just people our age. Like, older people are also just like strictly shopping on Amazon.
Yeah, I would say 90% of the clothes my lady buys is from China.
Right. Because they're $3.
Right. That's exactly right.
So say
and
that.
And it doesn't matter if it breaks in 3 weeks because she'll just buy another one for another $3.
Don't say it's because millennials don't like boobs. Say it's because millennials figured out other ways to get shit done.
the weirdest one that I saw, and this was like a handful of weeks before the Hooters thing popped out, was how millennials were killing kitchens. Like, millennials don't cook at home anymore, so houses are not required to have good-sized kitchens, so millennials are the downfall of the kitchen as well.
Because, they eat
they
out
eat
more?
Out a lot.
But restaurants are dying, Travis.
Well,
and that's the millennials'
fault,
too.
Like Grubhub, right? They're getting shit delivered to them.
I don't get it. It's everything. They said that there's a whole chain of brothels that people are looking into opening that they don't have actual sex workers. They have sex dolls.
In Toronto, I saw that story.
Yeah, you can go to a brothel and fuck a plastic gal.
Yeah.
And wait. So not even the robots, just the dolls?
Mm-hmm. Just the dolls. And they look really nice.
They're pretty
nice.
Lifelike dolls. I'll give them that.
Yeah, and you fuck them. And then you leave, and somebody comes in and cleans it out.
Who's the poor bastard that's got to come and like clean out those holes?
It said that there's a three-step process for cleaning them.
I'm not so sure I'd want to visit one of these brothels because I don't know.
I assume power washing is the first step, yeah. Right? You power wash it?
I don't think I'd want to use a used sex doll.
No, I feel like three steps is not enough to clean a sex doll at a brothel.
I wonder how... It's kind of like Westworld, right?
Yeah, but they move around. They're lifelike. They're not just like... You don't walk in there and like, hey, this is a non-moving doll.
It's like the Branson version of Westworld. You know, it's like kind of shitty.
Right. But it's like cheaper, so it's fine.
Yeah. Like you just show up and like, you know, there's some robots there that you can fuck. They won't talk to you, but like you could puppeteer them for a few minutes if you want to. But like, my, I do declare.
And they're like, the workers will like take your picture. And when you're done, they'll try to sell you the picture.
Yeah. Yeah, like when you
be
come
like, hey,
in,
this picture's $10.
You get to take your picture with the sex doll that you're going to take in the other room, and
they
fuck.
Make you do three poses. All right, this time act scared.
You know, I had a similar idea a long time ago, Travis. Do you remember my exhibitionist playground idea with the places that you could safely go have public sex with people? Like you and your lady could, you know, go have sex in a, you know, it's like Six Flags, but it's just a series of places that you could go be private but pretend it's public.
I feel like it should be public, like a zoo. Well, like you pay to get in there, and then they can watch you from behind glass.
No. See, the thing is you want to have sex in fun places, but you don't want to get caught because you're a scaredy cat. You know, you don't want to get caught with your bare ass up in the air.
Have we had this conversation? Like, what is like the craziest, like the craziest place you guys have ever like got your business going? Like, not a bedroom, right?
Wendy's?
In like the bathroom?
No.
Yeah. Drunk? Well, I already feel like you're smashing on the concrete.
Oh yeah, so drunk smashed on concrete.
Oh yeah, Travis? I feel like you're like an experimental guy. I feel like you'd do something fun like that.
If you could and not get caught, you know, like they seal you off and
you didn't do it in the office of the Pizza Hut?
Oh yeah, lots of times.
See, that's fun.
Yeah, I had all the keys, Travis. Or... You know what I'm saying? I had all the keys.
You didn't do it.
Oh, so like the place wasn't open necessarily?
No. It was like, you know, a holiday. Come in to make the dough.
What?
But like you
Napier
know,
famously jizzed in the dough. Did you do anything crazy like that?
No, that's gross.
I know Napier's gross, but you didn't do it like in the walk-in or like on top of the prep table or anything.
No,
just the office.
I used to deliver to convenience stores off the side of a truck, and I always wanted to do it in the cooler. Right. Like I know that's like counterintuitive to like how our bodies work. You know,
I want to do it in the cooler.
Yeah. And
that was always my jam. I always thought, man, wouldn't that be fucking something to do it in the cooler of like an open convenience store,
especially like on a 90 degree day.
See, and at the exhibitionist playground, Travis, we can make these dreams come true.
But I'd want somebody to be grabbing like a Mr. Pibb 20 ounce out of the cooler while it was going on. And like. You're just like wondering, I'm like, oh, is that the last Mr. Pibb? Are they going to be able to see back here? You know?
I mean, like, you can't bone on the top of the Statue of Liberty, but, you know, at the Exhibitionist Playground, you can. And you just kind of, you know, do a little role play. Be like, oh, what if we get caught? Yeah, don't worry about it, baby.
Has anybody ever popped in on you?
No.
Yeah?
No, I'm a ninja. But I'm also a coward, is what I'm saying.
Sure. He doesn't make sounds. He doesn't make his partner make sounds.
So back when
those days of, oh no, what if we get caught? Those days are behind me, drunk. But what if they weren't? You know what I'm saying? What if they weren't? What if they were
so
alive?
So you don't care if you get caught?
No, I do care. And that's why I want to go to the Exhibitionist Playground.
So is this like are we doing like a holodeck thing? Is this like a virtual reality thing? Or are we building sets?
Could be. I mean, if like, you know, we want to get crazy. But yeah, you know, it's a little a mixture of both. Travis, you know, we have practical effects and we have some wild VR shit.
Just like the best movies, right? CGI right. And practical.
Right. Movie theater, that'd be on there.
Oh, yeah. I'd be into movie theater.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Be fun. That's better than the sex dolls. Sex doll. You don't want to go fuck some
buy your
used
own.
You'd actually have to have like a partner and whatnot for that, though, right?
Yeah, you know, yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know, make it more of a family thing.
But the sex doll thing is you don't have a partner, so that's why you're.
But like, buy one. They're not. You can get them in the mail, and they don't like. They don't even. It's not like it comes in a box that like shouts. Hey, there's a sex doll in here, everybody.
Well, the only problem with it, Travis...
If you're like Mike and just scared of his own shadow, you wouldn't actually buy a sex doll, because...
Yeah, because then people will find it.
You're worried about what other people think.
Yeah, like, that. They'll find it in your closet, and then...
Put a lock on that closet.
A lock on the closet? That just raises even more suspicions, right? Then people will be like, why do you got a lock on your closet? That's not a normal thing.
Just tell them you're growing weed in there.
I'm not scared of my shadow, drunk. I'm fine.
Okay.
Everything's fine.
You sure he didn't sound fine this week?
Drunk. I'm fine.
Okay.
But, you see, most people might want to have like a little controlled fun time. And not have to, you know, not have to worry about the stigmas attached to doing something a little naughty in a public place.
Yeah.
Like there was a gal, I heard about a gal at a softball game. His team and the opposing team, the coach was getting razzed, and the wife got out of her lawn chair and went out to the pitcher's mound and mooned everybody to kind of break the tension. And she was arrested and charged with, public indecency. And
I was on a softball team where a guy hit a double and mooned the center fielder because he was talking shit.
Drunk death could follow you your whole life. And then every time you go to get a job or something and they're like, hey, have you been arrested? You'd be like, yeah, mooned a bunch of people at a softball game.
Yeah. Now I'm a convicted sex offender.
Not at the Exhibitionist Playground.
Yeah.
You go there judgment free.
Yeah.
Get your fuck on a swing set and not have to worry about being a sex offender for fucking on a swing set.
You done it in the park?
No.
No.
Like to.
You gotten a beach in the movie theater?
Afraid of getting caught.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No beach in the movie theater?
No. No beach in the movie theater, drunk. But I'd like to. I like beaches. They're pretty great.
Go to the Mills on a Monday night. You'll have the theater all to yourself.
Yeah, but people will be watching, right?
I think so.
Just like a beach in general would be
that
pretty
eagle,
sweet.
That eagle eye up in the projection booth.
Ain't nobody
right?
up there.
The eagle eye, you know what I'm saying? I'd just be worried the whole time, drunk. Be like, oh no.
Would you be so worried that you wouldn't even be able to get up?
Or? What if I get Pee Wee Herman?
Get on up.
And then everybody knows. Everybody knows about the things I do.
Yeah, but you can't. I mean,
the lights go.
Come on. If you're Pee Wee Herman, you can't be doing that shit.
You can, do the old cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn and whatnot, though, right?
Travis, this show sucks.
And then she sucked your dick.
The good ship Constitution is in a hopeless orbit about the moon. The entire crew is slowly suffocating because the oxygen supply is coming to an end.
What? Well, what's that?
What's going on in there? What's that clanging?
We're not clanging anything. I thought it was you.
Glenn! Father, look out of the port! Quick! Boy, look at that! It's Mammoth!
It's impossible. But it looks like another ship is next to ours.
Let me help you, Professor.
Hey, guys. I'm here to help. So you can head on over to my ship and, we'll get out of here.
Why, it's a man.
Not just a man, miss. A planet man.
A planet man? Boy, wait till the gang hears about this.
Billy, please.
Hey, the bad guys are coming. So we gotta get a move on, you know? We gotta scram out of here.
Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with the Planet Man.
The Planet Man.
Like us, follow us, stalk us. We love the attention.
Time once again for the Hollywood Beat with your inside source, Drunk. This week, Drunk talks to Bill Beretta about his new film, The Happy Time Murders, in theaters now.
So working with Melissa McCarthy must have been a real thrill, eh?
She's one of those people that can just say potato chip and you laugh your ass off. I laughed so much with her. It was so hard to get through some scenes, you know, to just try and stay.
I'm one of those people too, I've been told. Check it out. Potato chip. Tweet. Whatever.
Simple and free. Just you and me. WFOD.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
So just an example of how Metacritic can come into play, Mile 22 finished with a 39%. That's abysmal. The film Alpha, which went undrafted, had a 63%. So although they made similar money, Mile 22 made $26 million and Alpha made $21 million, Alpha would have netted 13 points, while Mile 22 only scored 10. Made more money, scored less points. So Random Ramblings with Rob has the same 2 off the board as Jody, but has 10 less points to show for it. A little bit of a gap to pick up on. So far, the biggest release has been Crazy Rich Asians, which would have scored someone 57 points if anyone drafted it. Probably it'll be one of the higher totals in this terrible season. There will be nothing new to report next week, but expect that we'll see a total from Rob in the coming weeks as his other 2 movies come out on back-to-back weekends.
As the city begins to burn, once again,
WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Nobody has this voice anymore.
To save
I feel like the B-52s are still out there, right?
I was about to say, the B-52s had that guy.
Yeah, but they're from a different era, you know what I'm saying? Where's all
Maybe
the guys
that
talk
band.
Like this?
The write a new balls. Song.
That just sounds like this?
Who is this one?
The Love Shack Baby! Guys, phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Oh, man.
I feel like the Talking Heads had a guy like that, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Kind of that same thing. Nobody does that anymore.
Man, I like this
the
song.
Talking Heads were so
different
good.
Time. You know what I'm saying? Different time.
Big fan.
You know, Travis, did I tell you about my dentist appointment?
Yeah, were you scared to go?
What are you talking? Is there something on your mind, drunk?
No.
You keep let's have it out. Let's have it out. What is it?
I'm afraid of the dentist too. So I mean,
No. You have an angle here. Let's get into your angle, drunk. Instead of these little pot shots you're taking at me.
Well, I heard you went to a store this week.
I did, and it was fine.
And you were afraid to go to the store, and you wanted.
Did you get what you went for,
Travis? I'll tell you. There's specialty stores that when you go to and you are not a regular and you don't look the part of a person who typically goes to that place.
I'm not a regular either, though, Mike.
There's a character on The Simpsons dedicated to this concept.
Yeah, but then you're going to the wrong places, right? Because, like, the place that I go, the character you're referring to is the comic book man. Like, my LCS is, like, super inclusive, and anybody who walks in the door, they're, like, welcomed. Like, hey, is there anything I can help you with?
No. Every time you go into a comic book store around here, they look at you like you're a piece of shit because you're not a comic book guy. They can tell.
What are you talking about, like, slackers?
They can tell by your
shoes. Have
you
gone to all of them?
That you don't belong. You don't know about comic books, and I'm not going to help you. It's the comic book places, it's the video game places, and that's what I assumed was the other place.
It's like businesses that don't want money if they're acting like that.
See, it's not the owners, Travis. It's the people that work there. They don't
so it really
care.
It really
it's
is the owners because then they hired poorly, right?
The counter.
And so what was suggested to me was that I go to a head shop to get CBD oil for my wife
to try.
By the way,
I was thinking about that today, and I'm glad it worked out for you, but, there's like a website you can like just buy that shit from online.
Surely there is, but I wanted to try it then while I was thinking about it. You know, sometimes, Travis, you got to stimulate the actual economy, you know what I'm saying?
So which one did you go to?
I went to a place in St. Charles. It was called like Mr. Nice Guy or something.
You know there's a Mr. Nice Guy right around the corner, right?
Well, I knew where this one was. I was at work, and
fair enough.
I went there, and it was fine. Mm-hmm. It was a nice, pleasant, nose-ringed, purple-haired pregnant lady. Mm-hmm. She was very knowledgeable and very friendly.
Absolutely.
And she was not what I was expecting. I expected to go in there and for someone to roll their eyes and look at me as though I did not belong.
Well, I'm glad you had a good experience. Would you go back to this place?
They can't sell weed by you guys, can they?
CBD.
But they can't sell weed, is what I'm saying?
Right.
No, they sell...
I don't even think they can sell a flowered version of CBD, only oils and edibles and stuff.
Yeah, they had like...
Yeah, that's how it is by us, too.
Candies and oils, and then it was a shitload of paraphernalia for the weed that you're not allowed to have.
But no flower. You couldn't get... CBD. Like
it was like, here, buy this giant bong for tobacco.
We used to have, our head shop was like a record store, like back when CDs were still a thing and people like went out to buy CDs. And they also had like a wide array of like paraphernalia, like glass pipes and chitterboxes and like bongs and stuff. But the owner guy, he was this fucking crotchety dude where if you called it a bong, or you called it a pinchy, fucking snap out.
And they'd make you leave. That's how it used to be about 10 years ago.
See, that's the things that I'm worried about. I'm worried about...
It's not a bong, it's a water
not
pipe.
Knowing the correct nomenclature, not knowing all the lingo. And so, I just said, I was talking to Drunk, and I said, hey, Drunk, maybe you could go with me and, vouch for me. You know, you're like, you know, be like, hey, this guy's cool. He's with me.
But I don't go to these places, so how could I vouch for you?
And then drunk turned it into a whole goddamn thing, Travis. I was just, well,
to be fair, he's pretty spot on in his assessment about how you are when talking to people in real life.
You're too scared to talk to the guy, the lady who works for Freddy. Like, she has anything, who cares about her? But you're scared to talk to her?
I don't know what my problem is, drunk, but I'm working on it.
Okay. I'm glad.
Hey, man.
Is that, that's fair, right?
So
is that good enough?
Back to the previous story. So would you say that the experience was pleasant enough for you to go back to said place?
If I ever needed to go there again, sure. I don't think I do.
So did it work? Did it not work for your lady?
No.
Or, oh,
no.
Maybe she didn't. Did it work for you? You tried it, right?
No. I mean, it's fine. I don't even know. I mean, how would you even know? It's not like you notice anything.
Did you get like gummy bears, or did you get like a sucker, or
we got the oil and we got some various candies.
Mm. See, so, I hear also like
you know, you have to have like a proper piece to smoke that oil, right?
What? Yeah. No, she said to put some under your tongue.
Yeah, you just put a drop in your mouth.
And again, see, you see what drunk is doing, Travis? He's like, oh, you know you're doing it wrong, right? No, I told you, I've never been there before. I don't know what I'm doing. That's why I felt weird about going to a place, because I thought that people would be all judgy like you, come Mr. Read Somebody's Mail motherfucker.
You were helped out by the purple-haired pregnant lady, so you're
fine. I was helped out with the purple-haired pregnant lady. She was really nice.
And Mr. Nice Guy hires nothing but super nice people.
I would imagine, right?
I've been meaning to try the CBD oil just because I heard that, like, it doesn't get you high, but it, like, will remove a little, like, anxiety. If you're an anxious person, like, it'll just take a little bit of that away.
I have not noticed that, Travis. I don't believe that to be the case.
Damn.
I am anxious all the time. I am constantly on high alert because the world is garbage and they're coming for me.
Yep, that's how I feel, buddy. Like a constant sense of dread.
The poll that I put out there, either.
What was the poll?
Well, I said you can get stuff for your anxiety from a doctor, and you said a regular one or the one the kookadoodles go to.
Yeah, like a kookadoodle doctor.
And after that 15-minute rant you went on, what makes you think that you're not a kookadoodle?
I have not been to the dentist in like 20 years.
It's been a minute for me too. It's been a hot second.
Don't you get, you both of you have decent enough paying jobs, they have to offer insurance.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, Travis. Oh, I have dental insurance.
I've had dental insurance for 7 years now. Haven't
what
haven't
is wrong with
once.
You fools?
So I go to the dentist after a 20 year absence.
I'm like Mike on this one. I do not like
I fucking dentist. Hate the dentist.
The dentist. I don't like the dentist, but see, you go to the dentist.
You know you're you know how
I'm being a super hypocrite right
you,
now because
you hesitate to go to the dentist.
I cannot do the dentist.
You just go
I hesitate to go to everything. So take what you feel about the dentist. That's how I feel about all things.
You just gotta go and they like
just,
clean
just like
your
I've
teeth
had health insurance for
good.
7 years. I have not gone.
So Travis, I go to the dentist, right?
Every 6 months you're supposed to go to the dentist.
And they do all the x-rays, and the dentist comes in and he picks around at my stuff. He says, hey, it looks pretty good. And you know what? In that moment, I felt so great because I was like, I've skipped out on 20 years of this shit,
yeah,
and I'm fine.
Yeah, yep. It's amazing every time the dentist is like, yeah, you're doing a good job. Your brushing is fine. It looks like your teeth are fine. And then you walk out of there. And you like rub your tongue against your teeth and you're like, holy shit, is that what they're supposed to feel like?
I guess, yeah.
Go to the fucking dentist, guys.
Don't need to, apparently.
No, you do.
I'll make another appointment when I'm like 45.
Right. Well, unless you have like a Joey Fisher incident.
They buff that shit right out. All the coffee.
But yeah,
I
don't want to have them tell me about how bad I need to floss and...
You just rather not know.
Right. I,
if you don't go, then your teeth are
I
fine.
I need like 3 root canals. No,
listen
listen
to me.
I'm good on that.
They're going to tell you how much you need to floss. All you have to do is tell them you floss like 5 times a week. Just lie to them. I don't floss 5 times a week, but that's what I tell them every time I go.
I'm a big toothpick guy, so I count that as my flossing.
Yeah, and you can. And yeah. They don't know any different.
Yeah.
I use one of those water picks.
Yeah, I had one broad, one of the hygienists that I had, because they kind of had a rotating cast of characters for a while. She said, oh, you got a little bit of a something, something. She's like, we recommend that you use like a rinse, like a Listerine or whatever. I'm like, yeah, I do that twice a day, which is accurate.
So but anyway, I go to the dentist like a couple weeks ago, and they took a bunch of x-rays. Then the guy looked at my stuff, and he said that I had like one small cavity that he wanted to fill, and that they were going to do a cleaning. I was like, okay, cool. So I'm sitting there in the chair thinking, okay, they're going to come back in here and do the cleaning. But that's not the case. Another guy came in to get me and scheduled my cleaning for 2 weeks later. So like they did nothing while I was there. They just decided what they were going to do. So
like you're going to the mechanic. All right, here's what you need. Come back and we'll reschedule.
So my cleaning was scheduled for today at 10:45 in the morning. And I get dressed. I brush my teeth real good. You brush your teeth real good before you go to the dentist, right?
Oh, yeah. And you floss too, just because.
Yeah, yeah. Even though I should probably go and eat a whole bunch of gross shit and then go to the dentist to get my money's worth, right?
Right.
But that's not what I do.
Nobody does that, right?
And so I pull in the parking lot at 10:40 and my phone rings and I pick it up. And it's the guy from the dentist office. And he says, hey, the hygienist isn't here yet. Can we reschedule you for next week? I'm like, you fuckers. I'm here.
5 minutes before your appointment?
5 minutes before my appointment.
That's a dick move.
See, Travis, but I'll never complain. I'll never say anything. I'll just take what comes and just gutter about my life.
So now you gotta take another day off work because the stupid hygienist didn't come in?
Well, no. I mean, I just schedule it for a day I'm already off. It's fine. But my time is worth something, Drunk.
I agree.
My time. You know what I'm saying?
You're a busy, productive human being.
Just go to the dentist, guys.
I think I'm gonna pass.
So, but, you know, they already said that my teeth, for the most part, are fine. So maybe I could just cancel the whole thing and just not deal with it, right?
But why? Yeah,
You didn't get a cleaning, though.
You're good. Get the fucking cleaning. I tell you, if you get a cleaning after 20 years, you're going to be like, oh, shit, I should do this every 6 months.
No. Probably won't. No. I don't like the dentist, Travis.
No, but you will like the way your mouth feels after you get your teeth cleaned.
Did your dentist have, like, the TVs with the Netflix and the whatnot?
No, they had the Price is Right on.
Sure.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Drunk, go to you can get gum disease and die. Go to the fucking dentist, man.
So that means my grandkids won't have to change my diapers then, right?
Your lady friend will not have a person to live with anymore. And who's going to deal with carrying all those goddamn dressers out of the house?
Maybe that's what Roseanne died of, Travis. Did you hear that Roseanne is dead?
I did not.
Did is that like when Bill Cosby died like 15 times before he was a rapist?
They said that they interviewed John Goodman. They were like, you know, hey, John Goodman, what are you going to do about this Roseanne thing? What are you going to say, she's dead? He's like, yeah, she's dead. So they killed her. She's going to be dead.
Oh, you also see that John Goodman said that he knows Roseanne and has known her for decades, and she is definitely not a racist.
Do you ever really know if somebody's racist, Travis?
I'm pretty sure you do.
Oh, yeah, you definitely do. When somebody calls black people the N-word on a regular basis, that's, you know, pretty accurate.
So is that your standard? Like, if nobody's ever said the N-word around you, they're probably not racist?
Usually you can kind of figure, like, there's like trends. So like if people are always complaining about people who are not white, they're probably racist.
I think I'm just going to wait till they all fall out and then get like cosmetic dentistry. Just do it the one time.
Like veneers? Is that what it's called? Yeah, veneers?
The movie star. Listen, smile.
I've had two teeth crowned, like capped and crowned. I've had a root canal, and I still go to the dentist every 6 months. It's like,
it's such a hassle though, Travis. Yeah.
It's not great.
It's not fun.
I'm missing quite a few teeth.
You just yank them out?
Like I can't. No, they just kind of fell out on their own.
You have teeth that just fell out?
Yeah.
That's probably like a problem.
Like
right?
I can't eat sunflower seeds because I'm missing a
tooth. Drunk, your teeth just fell out?
Yeah.
Drunk, you need to go to the dentist.
Aren't you worried?
I'm on Travis's team. Travis, we need to get drunk to go to the dentist.
We got
to
get him to the dentist. Aren't you worried your front teeth are going to be next?
Travis, his teeth are just falling out.
Shouldn't be happening.
It's not supposed to happen, Drunk. How did it happen? What was the? Did you eat something weird?
One of them was on a Reuben.
A Reuben?
A Reuben.
That's not a hard meal.
It's kind of chewy, though.
And it just kind of took it with it?
Yep.
Did you swallow it?
Nope. I just spit it out.
When your teeth break.
I was pretty drunk
off
on that one. That was St. Patty's Day, so I just kind of spit it out.
His teeth broke off on a Reuben, Travis.
Yeah, no, it's pretty accurate that you're not going to swallow your teeth because you notice it pretty much immediately. I've had two teeth break off in my face while I was eating.
Was it wobbly before?
Well, a little bit.
And you were like, oh. Do you have wobbly ones now?
No. No.
They're all pretty okay now? Mm-hmm. So you rooted out the bad ones.
Yeah, but they're all like the chewing teeth, so I can't chew on my left side.
Just going to eat?
All chewing on the right side.
Eat pudding?
No, but when they all fall out, then I'll go.
But then, you know, you're skipping like the easiest point because then you're waiting for them to fall out and you're going to be like, okay, now drill those fake teeth into my jaw.
Oh, God, is that what they do?
But I'll make
drill fake teeth in your jaw.
See, that's why I don't go to the dentist, Travis, because what if they get out the drill?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
See, it's all bad. It's bad stuff.
You don't feel it because they numb you.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I'd make them knock me out.
You can get that, too. That's that sedation dentistry.
Yep.
Drunk, I don't think they're supposed to fall out.
Drunk, you got to go to the dentist, buddy. You fucking got to. I can't believe your lady's not like, dude, go to the fucking dentist.
Does she go to the dentist?
Oh, yeah. Every 6 months, like clockwork.
Does she kiss you in your mouth?
Yeah.
Does I can't believe
she
kisses you in your
mouth. You in your mouth.
When my mouth feels your mouth, kiss my mouth. That's my new Papa Roach song.
Travis, they rescheduled me for next week. And cool. That was Dental Chat with Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
That's the drill.
Yeah. It's the worst thing, right?
No, actually, the worst thing is the shot they give you in your mouth before they use the drill.
No, but I'm saying the dentist is the worst thing.
See, the shot does hurt, doesn't it?
Hurts. It sucks. Going to the dentist is bad.
I've had the same dentist now for probably close to 10 years, and every dentist I've had before this has been awful, and the shots, I always dreaded the shots because they were fucking terrible at it, but I got this dentist that I've had for a while, and this dude, he knows, he can give a shot. He, like, shakes your cheek, and he, like, eases it in there. You don't feel a fucking thing. He's amazing. I didn't feel a thing in my root canal. I had, like, a root canal in the crown that I, like, got a crown.
I feel like then, I'd make them give me the gas before they gave me the shot.
The gas is great. You should get the gas.
See, but Travis, you go to the dentist and they find things. If you don't go to the dentist,
they don't ever find it.
They haven't found anything in, like, 3 years for me.
That's because they did all the things already.
I got two crowns in my mouth. That's it.
Yeah, it's too much stuff.
All my shit, all the bad shit that happened to my teeth, all happened when I was like a teenager, and that's because my mom didn't take me to the dentist for like 8 years.
But if you were born in 1400, you would never have zero crowns.
Yeah.
And then you'd also die at 35 years old.
And you couldn't eat Reubens.
So, Travis, would you say that you have a pick of the week?
Travis's pick of the week for this week is the motion picture House 2, now available to stream on Shudder. It's the sequel to the movie House, but it has nothing to do with that movie.
The limpy guy that solves medical mysteries?
Not the guy who's always figuring everything is tetanus.
It's not lupus, Travis?
It's not lupus. It's not tetanus. No, this is a movie where a gentleman moves into his a family home only to discover that his grandpa, who's her great-great-grandpa, is dead and buried. He digs him up. He's still alive. There's an old Western gunslinger. They're all fighting over this crystal skull and going into different worlds. It is amazing. House 2 is one of my childhood favorites. I recently watched it because it's available on Shudder, and it holds up, and I'm probably going to watch it again tonight.
So same, same house in the sequel?
No, different house. Different house, different characters, completely different story. House 2, amazing.
So what connects it to House 1?
The title.
House 2, it's another house.
Yeah, pretty much. I think the tagline for House 2 was knock knock ding dong you're dead.
No, no, Travis, that's a bad movie.
No, you haven't seen it. It's
bad
amazing.
Bad tagline, bad movie. The
dead grandpa is his grandpa Jesse. He's just like an old cowboy who gets up and he just wants beer all the time. They find a little dog slash worm thing in this prehistoric world, bring him back. So Grandpa Jesse just likes to pet this weird dog worm and drink beer while these other people have to deal with this weird old skeleton cowboy. It's
That's
amazing.
Something else you can do at the Exhibitionist Playground, Travis. You can pet the dog worm.
Drunk, your pick of the week, buddy.
Drunk's pick of the week is Victoria's Secret. Let's go ahead and get our bras and panties from there, ladies, and let's make sure they don't go under.
See, I think that would probably be another store that you can't go to because they'd look at you all judgy, right?
I don't care. They'd say,
you shouldn't be.
So would you
here.
Not walk into a like a Bath and Body Works?
I was gonna say if you walk into a store in the mall, they are happy that anybody walked
right.
in there.
Yeah, like I'm not necessarily comfortable in Charming Charlie's, but I'll still walk into that bitch to buy my aunt a gift certificate.
Buy my aunt a gift certificate.
What about like Bed Bath and Beyond? Would you walk into one of them's?
Just not going to go anywhere.
We found the solution, Mike. You need to find a job where you can work at home. We need to find you a secluded place in the mountains of like Montana or Iowa or something. Or not Iowa, Idaho. And
the mountains of Iowa.
Hey, I caught myself.
I know you did, but I love it.
The mountains of Idaho or Montana or something, and then you just buy all your stuff from eBay or some sort of delivery service. Oh, and
Travis, while drunk
you
was...
You can't go to Montana. That's the highest suicide rate in the country.
While drunk was...
I think it's Alaska.
Chastising me for having some anxiety about talking to strangers, he said something about how I was perfectly fine when we did interviews. Which proves that drunk doesn't pay attention because
you're definitely not perfectly fine.
I'm not fine when we do interviews.
You are perfectly fine when you do an interview.
He sells it. He sells being perfectly fine. I can hear the anxiety behind the words.
Yeah, he's fine.
Travis, I hate interviews, but they're necessary. And a lot of times they turn out better than I thought they would.
Well, and it's a good practice for real life, right?
But every now and then, they're a fucking train wreck.
Like who?
You want me to name what interviews were train wrecks?
Don't name names.
Well, I mean, the guy from Local H.
Well, I mean, that was amazing. I was happy to have that experience in my life, really.
No,
it was so ridiculous.
That bummed me out a lot, Travis. It bummed me out a lot. You know, I saw Local H live. They opened for Metallica in a contest that they cheated to win. And I hated it. Because I'm like, oh, okay, it was man. Such a dick to me.
I loved it. And I wish that the file didn't get fucked up because that would have been an amazing release because he was something special.
there's like people that have like stood us up that we've never said anything about, and their future projects are ruined for me. Like I judge them, and like it's bad when we do interviews.
Yeah, but they stood you up. They didn't like
show up and be dicks.
Right.
Yeah, but then you also have like the Todd Glasses, who we thought we'd get 5 minutes with and did like an entire show because he was so cool. And Paul Scheer was really cool. Like, we've had a lot of really cool
Travis.
Damn, you guys had Paul Scheer?
Did you see the trailer for
Oh yeah, that was when you were off, I think, for one summer.
Travis, did you see the trailer for True Detective season 3?
I still have not watched it, no.
Travis, I think that show's gonna be ruined for me.
Because we missed out on the Purge guy?
Yeah.
Didn't you guys also have that, like, Randy LaJoy fellow, too?
Who?
No, I guess not.
That's not even a real person.
Yeah, sure.
That's a made-up name.
Oh, you talking about John LaJoy
John
from
LaJoy.
The league? Yeah, no, we didn't have him.
No. He also does that. He does songs. They're funny.
Yeah, really funny.
Hey, Mike, he's actually serious now. He's a serious musician. And his songs are pretty good.
Are they?
That'll be my pick of the week. John like LaJoy's. It's Wolfie's Just Fine is the name of his serious music project. He has.
You need to get on the people and tell them we want the John LaJoy.
Why?
Because he's awesome.
No, done with interviews.
Think we could get Barack Obama?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I don't see why not.
Us and WTF. We're simpatico on the guests. It's
fucking garbage-ass show. Jesus Christ. Can you get Barack Obama? Are you fucking
He ain't doing anything anymore.
Why'd we even bother? Go to the dentist. Go to the
Guns out, funds out.
So you don't have any of that, Travis? Like the weird anxiety about talking to people? Is it just because I've, like...
No, I do. I don't, like, not usually when we talk to people on the show, but usually, like, in my real life, like, doing the job that I do, I'm supposed to call a lot of people and, like, set up things and, like, have building maintenance and do these things. And I will put that off as long as possible because I don't want to make that phone call. But then when I make that phone call, I talk to people. I'm like, oh, I don't know why I put this off. It's not a big deal.
I don't like it. I just,
no.
It's generally unpleasant. Yeah, I either don't like them or I have reservations that they didn't like me.
Right. I just actually had a conversation.
It ruins my whole day.
This weekend, we had to go to a fantasy draft, and then we had to go to a birthday party for one of our friend's kids. And there was a stranger there, and I'm like, I don't know who the fuck this guy is. People started to leave, and it was just like me and my buddy and this stranger who had like a daughter and like a kid that their kid was friends with. And I was talking to him. I'm like, when we were done, he left. I was like, shit, I really like that guy. And that never happens.
And now they're BFFs.
Yeah, now I usually talk to people that I don't know, and I'm like, oh, this is why I don't talk to people I don't know. Because
this is why I live in the mountains of Wisconsin.
I hate them. That's why I live in the mountains of Iowa.
Sky. want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
For listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at wfodshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Give us a call when we're live or when we're not live. The phone over there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thank you. And goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
Does she kiss you on your mouth? When my mouth feels your mouth.
Does she kiss you on your mouth with her mouth?